So the question is, how does one create, build, and protect and multiply your wealth in a global interconnected economy where change is happening rapidly and constantly, and financial markets are rigged to benefit financial institutions and enrich corporate insiders? I've made it my mission to uncover how you can create, protect, and multiply your wealth in any economy, and have interviewed the top investors and wealth experts for over 3 years. I share what I've learned from them and continue to learn on my journey. I'm MC Lobsher, and this is Cashflow Investing Secrets. MC Lobsher, and thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Cashflow Investing Secrets podcast. This is the show where cash is not king, cashflow is king. Everything Cashflow Ninja is at cashflowninja.com. That's cashflowninja.com. You can subscribe to our newsletter and join our mailing list by going to cashflowninja.com/subscribe. If you want to protect and build wealth during the Great Reset and you want to know what's going on as a business owner and an investor, I would highly, highly recommend you sign up for our newsletter at cashflowninja.com/subscribe. I personally write these emails and send them to you weekly of all the things that I think is very important to know about during these interesting times that we're living in. In today's episode, I want to talk about the time-tested, proven method for protecting and building wealth for your family for 100 years or more. I learned this lesson from a previous guest that I interviewed on the Cashflow Ninja podcast. His name is Jim Rickards. He's a very well-known author, very well-known speaker, very, very well-known personality in the banking and the financial world. And by the way, people in the banking and the financial world think incredibly highly of Jim Rickards. To give you an idea of how highly his peers think of him, when the Pentagon wanted to do an exercise and simulate economic, financial, and currency warfare, they brought in Jim Rickards, and he was conducting essentially this exercise. So they really think very, very highly of him. And he has been a great resource to know exactly what's going on in the world, what's not covered in the mainstream media. So I would highly recommend, if you don't follow him too. He's on social media, Jim Rickards, and I would highly recommend all of his books. One of the famous ones is Currency Wars. So the lesson that I learned from Jim Rickards is a lesson that he shared with his subscribers. I'm a subscriber to one of his services, but he travels all around the world and consult with very wealthy individuals and families all around the world. And he recently had a trip to Italy, and more specifically Rome, to consult with a very, very, very wealthy family there. And this is old money. Now, when you hear that phrase, old money, and you live in a relatively new, I guess everything is relative, relatively new country or new world, the new world, you think of old money as maybe, I don't know, 2 to 3 generations. 50 years or more is a long time for money already in the new world. When they say old money in Europe, and more specifically, old European centers of influence like Rome, Vienna, London, we're talking centuries, centuries. So one of the families that he actually consulted with recently is the Colonna family. And they don't even regard themselves as an Italian family. They regard themselves as a Roman family because their family's history dates back to Roman times. It's one of the oldest Roman families, in fact, and they can trace their origins of the family back to the 12th century. And they were an incredibly wealthy family in the 12th century, and they're still an incredibly wealthy family right now. Pro tip, what you see in the news and the media, you know, when they tell you, hey, these are the richest people in the world, or this is the Forbes richest people in the world list, those are not the richest people in the world, not even close. The real, real wealth on this planet is hidden and nobody knows about them. So this is one of the families, the Colonna family. And if you want to do some research on them, I'll spell it for you. It's C-O-L-O-N-N-A. So Jim Rickards was consulting with them, and he actually met with one of the patriarchs in the family, a very older gentleman. So he's probably in his early to mid 80s. So he's been around for a while too. And Jim Rickards said, you know, this is just incredible how you and your family, what you've done through centuries. I mean, in the new, quote unquote, new world, like the United States, we talk about shirt sleeves to shirt sleeves in three generations. And that's less than 100 years. We're talking here that you guys were able to protect and maintain incredible wealth for centuries. I mean, goodness gracious me, since the 12th century. How is it possible that you're able to accomplish that? And this older gentleman said that he heard from his grandfather. Now, he's in his early to mid-80s, right? Now, maybe when he was a young man 70 years ago, his grandfather, he was probably in his 70s and 80s, told him a third, a third, a third. A third into land, a third into gold, and a third into art. And that's how they did it. And I thought about that for a second. I mean, it's quite just astonishing. Here's a family, one of the wealthiest families, which you've probably never heard of. I've never heard of them in the world, still is, that could trace their origins back to Roman times, 12th century. And they've maintained their wealth. Just think of the wars that have gone on think of Rome. And think of the empires in which that geographic area has fallen since the 12th century, the changes of the guards, if you will. And they've been able to hang on to it. And that's what they did. It was in land, it was in gold, and it was in art. And this older gentleman also said to Jim Rickards, think about it. If there was war, you can go and hide the gold, you folded up the art. And you hid it somewhere, whether you dug a hole somewhere or hid it in a cave. Maybe that you lost the land, but when the war was done or there was a change of the guard and the powers of the rulers at that time, there's a way for you to claim back title to that land afterwards. And then you go dig up your gold and you go dig up your art or get it from the cave in which you hid it. So you're able to hold on to this. And those three things have maintained its value throughout centuries. Now, I think this is a very, 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 very important lesson to learn right now in the time that we live in. And people are uncertain. They're confused. They're fearful. There's a lot of change. There's a lot of chaos. There'll be more chaos. And during these times, we can keep a cool and calm head, but there's no way how you don't get sucked into some of this in one shape or form, right? So it's just good to bring you back to center the soul, to show you actually that there is a very simple way that has worked for centuries in families of old money. And I mean real old money, centuries old money. And we can learn from them. Very powerful lesson at this time. So everything as I've shared at Cash Lineage is at CashflowNinja.com. Check out all of our previous episodes at Cashflow Ninja and Cashflow Investing Secrets, and subscribe to our newsletter. It's at CashflowNinja.com/subscribe. Until next time, live infinitely.
If you are interested in learning more about cash flow investing, I have compiled the 21 best cash flow investing strategies I have come across studying millionaires and billionaires for 2 decades and interviewing over 500 successful investors and wealth experts. You can grab the 21 cash flow investing strategy secrets at 21cashflowinvestingsecrets.com. That's 21, the number, cashflowinvestingsecrets.com.